Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I'm Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Show, and I'm coming to you live with the little Southern flavor, I always like to say, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, it's such a beautiful day here in Atlanta. For those of you who are not from here, every year during the spring, we have what we call dogwood trees in bloom. And they're usually either white or pink blossoms, and they are just in full bloom now, and it makes springtime in Atlanta so magnificent and beautiful. And today when I was driving along the expressway, it was just so beautiful to see the dogwood trees in bloom, and it just showed me how abundant the universe is. Well, anyway, we have a great guest today on the show, Dr. Shirley Carmack, and you are in for a wonderful, wonderful treat. And Dr. Carmack is going to be sharing with us about wealth, how she turned tragedy into success, and how to attract customers or clients into your business. So if you're in the business of direct selling either of products or services, you need to make sure you listen very carefully to Dr. Carmack. But before I introduce her, I would just like to share with you a little bit about the Think, Believe, and Manifest show. First of all, we're on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're busy and you happen to miss the live airing of the show, you can always download it and listen to it. And also, I would just like to invite you to take a look and listen to all of the other great shows that are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. As I always say, we have something for everybody. And I want to share with you who some of my upcoming guests will be. On next week, I'm going to have Ellie Fordyce. She's an entertainer, jazz singer, and a Law of Attraction practitioner for over 40 years. Can you believe that? And she believes that it's never too late, and I know that she has great things that she wants to share with us. And on April the 5th, I'm going to have Chaney Weiner, who's the founder of the Law of Attraction Network for Women and the Wealth Mastery Success Program. So I want you to continue to listen in because I am endeavoring to bring to you experts who will share with you universal life-changing truths. And remember, one of the main things that I want to do with you is to awaken you to who you are and the great power that's on the inside of you. So, are you ready? I'm ready for Dr. Carmack. Let me introduce her. Her bio is so extensive, I just had to do a condensed synopsis of just a little bit about who she really is. She's a multimillionaire and founder and director of the GNLD Wellness Center, and she and her husband, Delmar, have built an organization of over 15,000 members. That's phenomenal. Across the U.S., Canada, the Caribbean, the Philippines, England, and Africa. Her lifelong passion is being an advocate for disease prevention, nutrition, and healthy living. She's the author of Growing into Greatness, which chronicles her rise from childhood tragedy to successful entrepreneur. Dr. Carmack was also recently selected as a co-author for a new book, Build It Big, which is insider secrets from top direct selling experts. And I could just go on and on and on about this great woman, but just let me tell you what I know about her personally. She is so sweet. She is so kind. She is loving. She's humble. She's generous. She's caring. I've been in her home. She's very unselfish. She's open, and she just loves to help others achieve their dreams. And she's a great woman of the spirit. I am so honored and blessed to have Dr. Shirley Carmack. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network today.
Thank you. Thank you, Constance. And while you're giving me all those accolades, I'd like to give you a few.
Okay.
We had to revisit how we really met. And we met through someone that met me at the, and I'm just so happy that you have this show. And I tell you, Constance, this is really the right time for people to actually do what you're advocating, to believe that they can have, to think, and it will all be manifested. So I'm just very proud of you. I listened to last week's show, and you're on to something great.
Thank you. Thank you. It's definitely a God ideal. Well, I just want to just get as much information as I can from you. And so let's just begin from the beginning, Dr. Carmack. Let's share your story, your life, from tragedy to success with us.
Okay. I guess, you know, you always start with childhood.
Right.
I think we're always, unless we really, really work, we can be an end product of a dysfunctional childhood, or we can allow that to be a positive thing in our life. I grew up in a home, and I can't say that we were financially challenged because my mother was a minister. She was a beautician. My stepfather was a barber. So money wasn't our serious a problem. What was dysfunctional in our family was the emotional thing. My stepfather always let me know that he was step. I had two beautiful sisters that he fathered, and there was just any given day he would do something to just upset me and really make me just feel awkward, make me feel not wanted. I can remember I was doing a spelling bee, and it worked so hard. My mother had just gone over every word we could possibly think of. I was already, I knew I would win that spelling bee, but I didn't know that he was going to be in the attendance. So I'm getting ready, I'm spelling, and I look out and see him, and I just completely lost my composure almost. I kept trying to get the words together, the words, and I couldn't get that Mississippi together. I could not get those S's and P's and all of that.
Wow.
And I lost that spelling bee. So, of course, he said, oh, I told you you wasn't going to do it. I don't know what you got in. And that was just a continuous thing from him. My mother was very religious, as I said, and was a minister. And her thing was, we'll get through this, God will answer prayer and all of this. But I just kept saying, I'm going to get away from here. So I did. I left. That was in Virginia. I was born in Philadelphia. And I left there when I had just barely turned 14 and went to Washington, D.C.
14? That's so young. And so really words create an image on the inside of you. Those words that had been spoken to you by your stepfather really created your self-esteem and put an image on the inside of you. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And not only that, I had so much fear because my mother was real strict, didn't allow us to know too much about worldly things at all. So when I went to Washington, D.C., I didn't know. It was just a crazy thing. I stayed with an uncle who was very good, but his wife was just a real lazy and wanted me almost to be just a total maid.
Right.
And so after a while, I just left that environment. And then I went and stayed at a nursing home where I took care of her patients at night. And then eventually I went to work for this doctor. And that is a part of my tragedy, too, because I worked for him. I knew he was divorced. he was so much older than I was. But I tell him my life history almost,
right.
And I told him how I wanted to go to school and how I was working and all, and he kept saying, "You're smart. I'm going to educate you. I'm going to pay for your education." And so that's all I would think of. He's going to pay for my education. So Constance, after a while, you know, he was talking, we needed to get together, needed to get together.
Right.
So I said, okay. The next thing I know, we're standing up with the minister, and he said, "Oh, we're just getting married so I can officially take care of you, send you to school and everything."
How
and
old were
so,
you?
Oh, at that time, I was 17.
17.
Mm-hmm.
That's young.
And he was, I think about 28.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was about 38.
Okay.
So, you know, and constant, like I said, coming from such a background and not knowing too much, and I don't say that he was at fault, but when he wanted to perform marital duties, I was so frightened, and I just kept saying, I didn't think this was part of this. I didn't think this was part of this.
Right, because you were so young.
And so, you know, I worked there for him, and he said, okay, and he'd leave me alone and all that, and you could go to school. And I had finished high school, and I was starting at Howard University there in Washington because I finished school real early.
Right.
And he said one night he would do house calls. So when he came back, he said, You just got to, now you're my wife. And so I guess you could say in my mind, I thought he forced himself on me,
right.
But not really because we were married. But I told him I couldn't work for him. I didn't want, so he said, okay. He said, I am not going to hold you against your will. He said, you're free to go. And so I went then and started a live-in job, and then I was on Howard's campus and all like that. I didn't even know what pregnancy was until the woman I worked for said, you're pregnant.
Right.
And anyway, make a long story short, I eventually called the doc and told him what was up. So he made sure everything, but when I delivered, he was right there in the delivery room, and he said, I want you to forget that you ever had a child, and you go ahead with your life. He offered to still pay for my school and all, and he took the little boy.
Wow.
Well, that's a whole side of my thing. But anyway, I did finish school and went school after school after school until I did finish anesthesia school. I'm working, I worked in Chicago as a while, then moved here to Atlanta. One day I get this call, and somebody said, your son wants to speak to you. Now, I had not seen him since the time he was born, but God is good. So we united. He was 15 years old.
Wow.
And a year later, he came here to Atlanta. Shortly after time and all, his dad died. So we have had a wonderful union, a wonderful. And that's
that
the part of knowing that things will work out if you believe. Because my mother talked the Bible all the time and read scriptures and everything. And I always did say that you have to believe. If you just believe, all things are possible was one of her favorite things.
So out during those years where you were struggling and just living with your stepfather, and then you went to live with the uncle, what kinds of things were you saying to yourself on the inside?
What was your thinking like? I tell you, I was always feeling that I would get through all of this.
Uh-huh.
I just felt inside of me because it was at somewhere around that time that I just started reading. One of the things, my mother never believed in hitting you with anything, her punishment was to stand in a corner and read.
Wow.
And I was so engrossed in the book, she'd have to tell me when it was time to come out, Constance. So I just began to read everything I could get my hands on. And I used to look at magazines and all and read that. And then I'd say, I'm going to be rich like these women. I'm going to have this. I always started programming that I would be like that, that one day I would be like that. I would have like that. I'd have money. I'd have this. And so no matter what I was going through, I always thought the possibility that one day I would have what I wanted to have.
Well, that's a great point that you make because, you know, a lot of people are struggling right now and going through downsizing and losing homes. And one thing we talked about last week on the show is that you've got to believe no matter what's going on with you. I love it when you said that you read. They say if you read 15 minutes per day, how that would dramatically change your life. And you begin to say out loud, I can have this. I will have this, even in the midst of very difficult situations.
You're so, that is so true, Constance. And then my travels led me, and I tell you, I picked up Ebony magazine once and read it, and it said Atlanta, Mecca for Blacks. And I didn't know a person in Atlanta. I just picked up and moved, came here, because by that time in life, I no longer had fear. Because in my schooling and all of that, I was getting more and more courageous. I was getting committed to the life that I could have. And I was reading, you have to write goals down. You have to visualize how you want things to be. So I was beginning to do all of that. I became a Unitarian there for a while and realized that it's inside, that everything is inside, and if you just believe that things can happen. Jim Rohn, I used to read a lot of his work, Louise Hayes, Wayne Dyer, all of these people became my mentors through books and then, of course, now CDs, DVDs, and all of that. So I really believe in working on this mind.
Wow. I know you do, and I love what you said. You said you picked up a magazine, and you took, and you just had a hunch. You took inspired action, and you moved. And that's what I'm sharing with people. Sometimes it'll just be a hunch. It could be an idea. It can be a magazine. It can be a book. But you moved, right? You moved to Atlanta.
I came to Atlanta, and Atlanta was—it's really—I love it. I've lived here now more than any place I've been. And, of course, I was able to get a position at Grady. I became in charge of OB anesthesia at Grady. And while I was there, it was really a demanding job. And I think being in charge, you would be called in days, nights, and things like that. So I began to eat my life away and just gain so much weight. And I got on every weight loss system there was. And then in 1985, I was introduced to the company. Then it was Diamite, but now it's GNLD. And they really sold me on the fact that they had whole foods supplements, and I learned the difference between synthetic and natural organic. So I became hooked up with that company in 1985. 2 years later, I left there and went full-time with the company.
Wow, you must have been very passionate about this. So let's talk about your business. It's so interesting. How did you build your business? How do you have 15,000 people in an organization? I know your story is so interesting. So share with the people who are in direct sales, either products or services. Just share a little bit about how did you build your business?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to have certain principles involved. A lot of times people will think, well, I am going to sponsor this person because they look at to see what that person can do for them. But I have always been and taught you must be other-centered. So when I sponsor or introduce anyone into the company, I am introducing them to see what I can do for them. Mm-hmm. Another thing, I was very fortunate because I had a mission statement back in 1985 when we joined, because I had been watching this industry and I didn't see as many things happening with minorities as I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up, my mission statement was to redistribute wealth and to empower people to take charge of their health. And I went about telling people that this was what we were going to do. We were going to build one of the largest organizations that had been built in this industry. We were going to get professionals. We were going to get people from every walk of life. I was very fortunate in my early days. I had one of my neighbors, an attorney, right away, she said, just tell me what to do. Another one of my friends was a nurse. We've done things. Okay. And it was just like your show is talking about, law of attraction. I wanted to attract certain people into this business that could take this business all around, because we were the first group this side of Mississippi. So we would get the map, and we would say, who knows somebody there? Who knows somebody there? And you got to realize, Constance, this was in the age before technology,
right,
it is today. Mm-hmm. But we built our organization on love for each other. We always say you had to have that ability to serve. And we wanted to be like an extended family, not just business partners, but extended families. And so be there for each other. And we were. In fact, if you really look, this was started out in 1985. And today we are still strong. And you really don't find that much.
You don't.
In
you
this
don't.
Industry. And people getting a check. You know, and I told my people, another thing we do, we always tell the truth. We don't falsify results. Because a lot of times people, oh, you can do this. And I don't like that because the only thing we always taught, that success comes before work, only in the dictionary.
That's right, that's right.
But, you know, a lot of times people, well, you don't have to do this. And that doesn't even make sense because you want people to develop good work ethics. It just makes sense.
I just love your passion and the fact that you want to serve others. You know, Einstein has the boomerang effect where everything goes in circles. Well, if you give, it comes back to you. And so you've been very diligent about helping people, and I know you work very, very, very hard. You fly all over the world. So, Dr. Carmack, tell us, what does it feel like to be wealthy? I've been to your home, and it's so fabulous, and you were so gracious. What does it feel like to have wealth?
I tell you one thing. They said money doesn't buy happiness, but it certainly can regulate a lot.
That's right. That is so true.
So I have found, though, money doesn't make a person. It just, if you're a giver before you have money, then you're a giver when you get money. That's witnessed by Oprah. So, but it does help because if you believe in reaching out and so forth like that, there's just a lot of things that you can do. And you certainly can be a role model for other people. Because a lot of times people think you had to be born in a certain household, you had to start with certain things, and I'm always letting people know. That's why I wrote my bio in a book, to let people know that you don't have to start at a certain level. You can get where you want to go if you're willing to pay a price. And, yes, there are sacrifices you have to pay. You know, you can't watch TV all the time, and you can't play all the time and think that you're going to have your income is going to be okay. In fact, I tell people you got to work on every area of your life.
Right.
Spirituality. That is so important.
Talk about that a little bit. When it comes to attracting things in your life, wealth, abundance, and prosperity, the role of spirituality in your life and for our listeners, you know, so many people economically during these times are having such a difficult time. What could you share with our listeners about spirituality and how that was certainly a part of your wealth and success?
Well, I tell you, I call the Bible basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I never heard of that before. Did you make that up, Dr. Carmack?
No, probably. You know, not too much is original. A lot of stuff you hear and you digest and make it a part of you. But spirituality, not necessarily religion, because they're
right.
totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
But believing that there is a inside of us that there is something that can trigger to make a world of difference if you go within. So I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of visualization. I do a lot of talking to God constant as if I'm talking to you, because I do believe that if you have that relationship with, and whatever someone calls theirs, I happen to say God's mine,
mm-hmm.
knowing that there is something greater than any of us on planet Earth that can help us in no matter whatever is going on in our life. There's an old saying that it may not happen when you want it, but God is always on time.
That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
That's what I believe. And when that belief is strong, then wind will come. We always, it's like climbing a mountain, and sometimes it's going to be tough. You may slide back and so forth. But if you believe without any doubt that you're going to get to the top of the mountain, that will keep you going. And for the times that we have now, of course, we are having what people would call a setback. But there's another thing that says that a setback is only preparing you for a comeback.
That's right.
And when we get our value system gets totally out of whack, like has happened in America, then that is what's going to happen. I am very positive about the future of America. And one thing I have always believed and told my group, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. You see, this is biblical that
That's
Obama
right.
is in here now, because it says in America that all things are possible,
right.
which we already know. And so we just have to believe. It's now when things get a little bad, you have to do some prioritizing. And even if you lose a house, a car, that doesn't mean that one day you won't have a better house. There's something better for you or a better car. It's just don't be a victim. If we act like that, oh, poor old me, the mind hears that, and that's what you're going to get, because you begin to attract more and more and more and more downside. But because you do attract what you think.
That's
so
right.
So you have to, in your mind, say, this too will pass.
Mm-hmm.
This too will pass. And believe that this too will pass. Spend a little time writing how you want your life to be. Because when something happens to me that is kind of a pushback, I say, God, what message are you trying to tell me?
Wow.
And you always have to focus. There's some message. There's something, lesson that I should learn. Another thing I always say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So we have to constantly be a student and let that teacher appear that will take us to the next level and to the next level.
Wow, those are very powerful principles that people can implement into their lives. I just have so much I want to talk to you about, but let's talk a little bit about Build It Big. You are co-author. What is Build It Big? Share with our audience.
Okay, Build It Big is a book that, I guess about 100 of us co-authored as members of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. I didn't know anything about this organization, but a lot of women who happen to be in direct sales are a part of this group. It was founded from someone that had a lot of experience in this industry and wanted for us to start thinking this not as something like a lot of people have. This is a little sideline, something I do if I can't have a career, if I can't have a corporate job. So she wanted actually people to start thinking about this as a profession. So the organization got in touch with me, said that someone had led them to me, told them that I had been involved and with several companies and about the size of business that me and my group, and I don't say just me, Constance, because you can't do anything alone.
That's right.
I was blessed with one of the most dynamic groups of people you ever want to put together. And that is shows true by the fact that, do you know that my original distributor that started with me in 1985 is still with me today?
Oh, that speaks volumes about who you are and your character and your integrity.
So getting back to Build It Big, more Build It Big, they had published one book before I met them, and then they said they were doing another one, and they wanted me to write some articles. And Constance, I tell you, it was really just amazing, because they were going to, they wanted one article from me, but I just wrote a lot of stuff and things that I thought was important and everything. And then when they contacted me, they said, "Oh, we like your, we like what you wrote, so we're putting you in for two different articles."
Oh, that's amazing!
it's a good thing, and
okay.
That's a goal of mine too, Constance. As you're saying, I promised my group that we were going to be the most successful out there. And so many of them are still on board. I had, we talked goals. We said that we'd have the cars, the houses, and so forth. And I'm just so excited that so many have accomplished so much. And then companies go through, you know, different phases. They go through their organizational phase when they're getting the right product and the right management team. Are they getting, then they go through a growth cycle because they're all excited. And then after a while, it kind of levels off. Well, about 3 years ago, we got a new CEO. He's from South Africa, a dynamic person. And so they've gotten a lot of different management people on board and everything. And in fact, April the 4th, we're introducing another product that's going to be out of sight. And see, we have the different, we have not only basic nutrition, but we have an herbal line, we have skin care, basic cleaning. So we have products that basically, children's products, fits everyone's needs. So my goal is, you would think I'm just starting again, Constance, because I'm getting ready to drive a whole new group to the top.
And you sound, you're still so passionate as and excited about it as the first day I met you. So tell me, how do you motivate and encourage the people that are in your group during times like this? Do you have weekly meetings? Do you refer them?
Go ahead. It took me a little while, and I'm still not that savvy with technology. It took me a while to do the emails and conference, but we do conference calls, we do email blasts, and my group works on what we say you can push up sales, and they can fall down. But if you push up the people, they'll keep the sales up. So
right.
We emphasize a lot of personal growth.
Okay.
Reading good books, going, having your car like a library, where you're constantly listening to CDs, get into DVDs and all that will keep you going. Because, you know, there are times, in particular when people first start, they think, oh, this won't work for me. Because as a whole, our culture has not really been savvy in business.
Right.
And so it's a whole lot of things that have to be learned. But I tell people, give themselves a time. So you won't ever hear us talking, get rich quick. Now come in, you're going to earn this, that, and that. Because no one can predict the earning. It only is that person. And so we deal with different types of people. In fact, I teach them, you know, the types of people that are coming into your organization. But love every one of them because they're all important. And so we just have a good time.
It sounds like it. Let's talk a little bit about fear, because so many people are trying to attract love and wealth and sales and health and prosperity in their lives. And I remember you saying earlier that you just fear just sort of went away from you. How do you deal with fear in sales or even fear in moving out? What about someone who has maybe been downsized and they're thinking, well, maybe I can start my own company, but there's so much fear there? What would you say to people about how to deal with fear?
Well, first of all, I say, how do you eat an elephant a bite at a time? And so you don't, you know, in life we crawl, we walk, then run. And so I would say to anybody, give themselves time to overcome that. But you overcome fear by just doing that thing that you have a fear about, and you do it until it becomes comfortable. We say do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. But it's very good and important to have the right environment, the right success line working with you. And we kind of brag that we are a 50-year-old company because a lot of people think, I got to be the first. I got to be the first. And so, you know, they set up too much falsehood about this industry. And so, you know, at one time it really had a bad name, and I think it's still trying to overcome that.
Right.
But a home-based business is the best business a person could be in. You don't have all the overhead. I mean, look, you can just go, Constance. So many businesses are going out of business.
Right.
And then so many people are losing what they say, these corporate jobs. But I used to tell people, when they say my job, I said, you don't own that job. And that has been evident recently.
That's so
that
true.
We don't own it.
And that's
so
why
I would say get them some good mentors.
Right, good. Talk a little bit about mentoring. How important is that in really attracting and thinking and believing manifesting in your life?
Well, I don't know where I got that, but I guess I read it because, like I tell you, I got a book, tape, or something with me all the time. But somewhere or another, I picked up that your life will be your money. Okay, your emotional life, your social life will basically be about the sum total of the 8 people that you hang with.
Whoa.
So it is very, very important.
So explain that a little bit to our audience. What does that mean?
That means if you're around negative people, it's hard for you to be positive. If you're around people that complain, or let's face it, if you're around people that have not attracted money,
right?
Then, you know, how are you going to attract? Because basically you're all talking and thinking about the same way. So you got to get, it's very, very important. And I just love George Frazier because he is always talking about connecting. And Constance, you know, you and I went to see George Frazier.
Right,
once.
That's right.
But it's just very important. You know, now sometimes I have mentors, books that I read, like Wayne Dyer, Jim Rohn, Les Brown. They become my mentors because I read and I'm listening as if I'm talking to them. But suppose you didn't spend that time and you're spending time, idle time, just around someone that's not going anywhere, not talking about going anywhere, then how are you going to be about the same?
So true. You remember our mama said birds of a feather flock together.
Absolutely.
That's so true. So are most of your friends wealthy?
Most of, you know what? Wealthy is however you describe it. No, most of my friends are not wealthy. I have a lot that are very, very, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, at the stage I am in now, I can be that mentor that can bring people up because I'm strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm strong enough now, Constance, to allow the books, the DVDs, the CDs to help me with my strength. So I but I surround myself with people that want to do better,
mm-hmm.
and have that mindset that they can do better.
Okay. And so I want to know, how many, what are you reading right now?
Oh,
what books are you reading
I just finished reading Louise Hayes, who is someone, I'm just, the power is within you. I'm sure you know some things about Louise.
I do. I love her book.
Okay.
You Can Heal Yourself. She's a very powerful woman. Hay House Radio Network. I listen to that all of the time.
And I'm reading the Five Major Pieces to Life Puzzle by Jim Rohn.
Okay. So you're ever learning and always reading. I know you, like you said, we were introduced because you were at the
Millionaire
Mindset, and here you are, very successful at the top of your game, but you're still reading, you're still growing, you still have passion, you're still excited, you're still helping people. I think that is so amazing.
Well, I think that's why we're here. I think we're really put on planet Earth to serve. So when we get to the point that we can serve, then I don't think it's a time for you to stop in your life. I think that's when you're the happiest.
I agree with you. I think so many people are trying to get, and I believe that if you would serve, people ask me, so what are you doing with the radio show? I said, I'm really just trying to serve people with knowledge, to awaken them, to give them insight, to inspire them so that they can take the information and implement it in their lives. And when you do that, like I said earlier, whatever you want will be added to you, will come back to you, and that's what I see happening in your life.
I appreciate that. That's how we attracted each other. That mindset goes out in the universe. See, we have to realize this universe power we don't have, because the universe can go out there and bring to you what you're thinking about. Because I always say the mind is almost like a computer. If you have garbage in, then garbage will come out.
Right, right.
So you got to put the right thing in, as you know, Constance.
Well, tell me, what would you say, just one little in summary, to people who are just really struggling right now, and they say, I don't even feel like reading, I'm kind of depressed, I don't have money to go to a seminar, they're about to foreclose on my home, I don't know what I'm going to do, I just got laid off after 20 years of being on a job. What would you say to a listener who may be experiencing that in their lives?
I tell you, one thing you're so true about, Constance, depression is on the increase. It is really awesome right now. So many people are depressed,
mm-hmm.
but they need to get the Bible. The first thing they need to do is turn off the TV.
That is so true.
They keep listening to that negative news, and they're already down. I mean, sometimes when people don't have the right mindset, why do they need to listen to all of that terrible news? And Constance, one thing about it, once a week, on Sunday at 7 o'clock, they can tune in to you.
That's true. Thank you. That's true.
So that they, and, you know, there's a lot, they find some positive, go to a library. You know, there's a lot of places you can find, but you say if they don't feel like that, well, maybe they need to get in a positive group or call me and through my organization, they'll find somebody. I'll sign them to someone.
Oh, that's very kind of you, because one of the laws of attraction says that whatever you place your attention on, whatever you think about, imagine, believe, and feel strongly, you will attract more of that into your experience. And so just what you said, if somebody is going through a tough time, they will have to change what they are putting their attention on and what they're thinking about and what they're strongly believing. So that's really, really great advice. But I want you to give you some time so you can share with our listening audience about your services and about your products and how they can reach you and what your website is and what your phone numbers are and et cetera. How can they purchase your book, et cetera.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your products. This woman is, I'm not going to tell you her age, but she is so beautiful. She swam. She exercised. She's just gorgeous. And she has a good-looking husband, and they are a great couple.
Thank you, Constance. thank you. Well, our products, as I said before, are natural, plant-based, and they whole food. You see, the body, if you put synthetic supplements, then it will set up a reaction in your body like toxins. And most people, toxins are killing us. Mm. We know that they put all kind of hormones and everything in our meats, and now they are genetically modifying different vegetables and fruit. So you really have to make sure that you're getting natural, organic, whole food. Now, we have, like I said before, a broad product line. We also have a wellness center, Constance, where we do massage, Caulfield Fitness is housed there. We do BioCleans, colonics, and all of that to take people deeper cleaning. But my number at the center is 404-284-6272.
Say
and
that again,
my email
Dr. Carmack.
Address,
say that number again for them.
404-284-6272. My email address is gnldshirley@att.net. I'm working on my webpage. I'm redoing it right now. So if they will call me or email me, that can be a real big start. And I would like to invite them, because April the 4th, we are introducing a brand new product that is just going to be off the track, because diseases start because inflammation or oxidation sets up in the body. And that product is going to be able to take care of that and actually retard a lot of things that's happening to people now.
And so your products really help people with their health. There are so many health issues, and people are sick, and they don't have health care.
We're in a crisis today. We're in a crisis today, Constance. In fact, you know there's so many people without insurance and all, and what's happening, people are going to emergency room instead where they would go to doctor's visits. And I was just talking to someone, and they said that changes are going to be with that. So one thing Obama is going to be stressing is prevention. And that's
okay.
What we teach. We do a lot of teaching at the center, too, because it is a wellness center.
So do you give private consultations if somebody is listening and they have a health issue? I know you're a nurse, right?
Nurse anesthetist.
Okay, all right.
With a PhD in psychology.
Okay, I can tell. It's coming through. So if someone
now, I have a lot of, we really have internist that is connected to the center, Dr. Harold Moore. He's a graduate of Howard University and Emory, and we refer out a lot. So we do not, you know, supplementation are not allowed to say that you treat anything. But we help build the body up so that the body is strong enough to fight off a lot of things.
So give me an example of someone who has taken your products who may have initially came into your organization very sick and with a lot of medical or health issues and how they are more vibrant and healthy now. Can you think of anybody offhand?
Oh, gosh, I can tell you there is a person that has a family history of genetic breast cancer. And so they actually contacted the genetic breast cancer. But we got them on the program, and in fact, they have a CD that kill cancer before cancer kills you, because we got them on a good regimen. They did not, and they went through the conventional radiation, chemo, did not lose any hair, and the picture of health, whereby we couldn't get the sister to do anything, and so we lost her.
Okay.
But we do have products that really work with breast and prostate tissues that, you know, is very important. We have one of our star products, too, is one that no one has but us. It's called Traying In.
And what is that?
This is a product that's really made up of a whole grain that the lipids and steroids that is needed in the grain has been filtered out, you know, with modern technology and all like that. They take a lot of stuff out of the foods. So this is product wheat, rye, and soy, and it actually works on what we call the mitochondrion of the cell, and that's where the energy of the cell is generated.
So it really gets, it really, when you take your nutrients, what happens is it really really changes you at a cellular level. Is that what you're saying?
You got that right. Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely.
So do you teach a lot of...
We've got many, many testimonies. That's why Dr. Moore, you know, a lot of people have shown him and shown a lot of people, you know, different products and all. But we got a real dynamic scientific advisory board, and the founder of that board is one that actually isolated chemotherapy. So he knew how toxic chemo is to the body and actually came up with one product that's kind of an antidote to take in between the chemotherapy, and it will actually bring heavy metals out of your system.
Wow.
So we have a variety of... products. We just have one that's called our Pro Vitality, and it's making sure you get the omega-3 salmon oil, you get that Traying In, which is like eating your grain, and then one is carotenoid, is like eating fruits and vegetables, and we got a patent that will increase your immune system 37% in 20 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, we're dynamic, we're getting ready to put it out there.
Well, I'm so excited and happy for you. And if anybody has any health issues or if you're interested in nutrition, you can email me also, and I will forward that email to Dr. Shirley Carman.
Are interested in starting their own home-based business, because people have got to learn. I've been preaching this for years. You have got to be learn to be in charge of your life.
That's very true, and now so many people are not working, and I think they're seeing that. And so if you want to contact this dynamic woman, you can contact her directly, or you can email me, and I will forward the email to her, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. She is so knowledgeable. She's an expert in the field. She's at the top of her game, and when it comes to health and nutrition and wealth and abundance, I mean, she just has it all. I'm just so honored that you just took the time to come and share with us, Dr. Carmack. Do you have anything else you would like to share with our listeners, just a summary or anything inspirational that you would like to say to people who are listening today? Because people will be listening from all over the world.
Well, I want to tell them that they have to, I'd say, just keep saying it over and over in their mind. C plus B equals to A. If you conceive it, and that means have a vivid picture of what you want, and believe that it's possible, then you will achieve.
Wow. That is so great. You are so powerful. I have learned so much from you tonight, and I know that our listeners have been inspired. I know that they have received so much knowledge that they can just implement in their lives. And as I said earlier, Dr. Carmack, one thing that I want to do, I just don't want to have another show. I want to have a show where people can receive knowledge, and afterwards, I call it my wow, within 1 week, begin to implement something that Dr. Carmack said today, some principle that she shared today in your life. And I think one thing that she said was, make a decision that you have the power to create your life instead of living it by default. That's that victim mentality, Dr. Carmack.
Right.
And we definitely want to change that. And she is just so powerful. I just want to thank you, Dr. Carmack, for coming and sharing with us.
And I want to tell your listening audience, not only get on next week, but invite people to this show. We need more things like that. Sometimes you're saying constant when people are down or they don't. Just get on. And one thing, if they didn't hear it today, they can still go on, click on your show, and listen to it. And
right.
So people really need to do that. And let's all have a goal and visualize that constant show will be so popular that everybody is going to be tuning into it.
Oh, you're so gracious and you're so wonderful, and I just thank you. I believe that with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Carmack.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, wasn't that a great interview? I just want to say in closing, I just have a couple of minutes, that Dr. Carmack was so dynamic, and some of the things that she shared, I just want to share some principles with you so that this week coming up, you can implement in them into your life. Your thoughts and your feelings create. And that whatever you place your attention on and whatever you think about, imagine, believe, and feel strongly, you will attract more of that into your experience. So Dr. Carmack, remember when she was going through a very difficult time? She just began to look through magazines and just believe. She felt it. She knew it. She said that I will have wealth into my life. So this week, I want you to choose one area where you feel you desire change, and I want you to daily begin to intentionally induce certain thoughts and feelings that will begin that process of change. Just start off with 5 minutes per day and then just gradually increase. And picture with passion and conviction your desired results. And I always say, believe that you have it now. So it's just been such a great show today. I want to leave you just with a couple of affirmations that you might want to utilize this week. I am awake to my good. Somebody said that your good is looking for you. I am awake to my good. The unexpected happens. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. The unexpected happens, my seemingly impossible good comes to pass. And thank you so much for tuning in. This is Constance Arnold with Think, Believe, and Manifest. And guess what? I had such a great time today. I'm going to be back here the same time next week. Thank you so much. And remember, all things are possible.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.